You're listening to the Family Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Couples, today we are going to tackle expectations. Now, you might not think this is that important of a topic for your marriage, but I'm telling you, expectations just have a way to wedge themselves in there to cause unnecessary conflict or hurt because we just aren't realizing things that we internally are expecting from our spouse, but they're not meeting it. So then we assume it's because they don't want to. When the reality is they just may not know that it's an expectation or don't understand it. And if they did, they would be happy to oblige. So that's what we're going to cover today. We're going to explore this understanding of how important expectations are, being clear about them, communicating them, and then responding to them if you want your marriage to avoid just some of those unnecessary conflicts that come about, or really just to feel like you're not feeling as loved by your spouse as you would like. So we're going to tackle that today. Now, we all have expectations. We do. We have expectations in every area of life, whether we focus on them or not. So certainly in marriage, you came to the relationship having expectations, many of which were probably formed by how you were raised, the relationship your parents had or didn't have. Culturally, there's definitely expectations that are put on marriage and family, and then maybe just your own experience or other people in your life that you've observed their relationship. And so seeing things that you like or not like, those become expectations that you have. So then we come into marriage and we have this kind of picture of the way it's supposed to be. And then maybe our spouse isn't really meeting that. So you can see how that could cause some big problems. Now, in the book, Marriage Forecasting, Tim Uhlhoff says this little phrase that I think is pretty clever. He says, when you have frustrations in the marriage or, you know, a missed expectation, the question you ask yourself is, who is in the room with me? In other words, in this particular situation, what example, what person is in my mind that is influencing the way I'm looking at my spouse saying you're not meeting the mark? Does that make sense? So think about this. I want you to take a few minutes to think about even as the role of like a husband for both of you, husband and wife. Think about what expectations you have of what a husband's supposed to do or how he's supposed to be. Think about your dad, if you had a dad or a male role model in your life. What were they like? Were they Mr. Fix-It? Were they traveling all the time and pretty distant? Were they affectionate? Were they unaffectionate? Were they funny and joking around and playing with you as a kiddo? Or were they pretty serious and you were more afraid? Think about that. Think about what your picture is of a husband and a dad. Now do the same thing for what a wife is supposed to look like. Is a wife, you know, at home cooking and cleaning? Is the wife in charge of the home and the husband doesn't really have that much to do with it? Is the wife affectionate? Is she cold? I mean, think about again how you viewed your mother or your female role models in your life. What kind of women were they? How did they interact in relationships? What roles did they play in the home? What about parenting? As you guys are married and having kids, what did you view the role of discipline to look like in your relationship? You know, is dad the harsher one? Is mom the harsher one? Who sticks to the rules better, right? How did you see that in your family growing up? Because that's shaping the expectation then that you have. Because I'll tell you this, like for one thing, I know some married couples where the wife is really more emotionally closed and the husband's a little bit more sensitive maybe to the needs of the kids. And so that creates like a little bit of a different dynamic where the husband could be like, I thought the mom was supposed to be more the tenderhearted, like when the kids are sick or when they're sad. But maybe in your marriage relationship, the wife, that's not the way she was raised. That's not the kind of mom she had. So she's not as in tune to that. But maybe you did have a loving mom that was more in tune to feelings. And so the husband then takes that role. So you can see how there's all different kinds of dynamics that kind of form those expectations. And really, honestly, the areas where you might be having conflict is that your picture is different than your spouse's and you're not necessarily communicating what those are. So you can see how you just be frustrated. Like, why aren't you more engaged in the parenting process? Why don't you ever discipline the kids? Why am I always the bad guy in the situation, right? Think about money, budgeting. What was that like in your family growing up? Did you have parents or one parent that was a stickler on the budget? Did you guys just spend money willy-nilly? Did you come, you know, maybe one of you came from a lot of money where that was never an issue, and maybe the other grew up in a family where money was really tight? I know that in my marriage with my husband, he came from a family of five kids. They rarely ever ate out. They took maybe two vacations that he remembers as a kid, whereas I had just one sibling. My dad worked and traveled, so we had lots of like airline points and stuff. So we would travel and go take fun trips and eat out and all sorts of that kind of stuff. So when we came together in marriage, you can see how my expectations were shaped by those experiences that I'm like, let's go. I don't want to cook tonight. Let's go to dinner. And my husband's like, with what money? Because we really didn't have any money at that time. Okay. And then another area where you really need to take some inventory and time is to think about even your expectations about sex. This is a big issue, especially as couples become parents and as your kids, you know, as when they're babies, you're just tired. When you're then in the later years of like teenage years, you would think that would be an easier time to find because they're more independent, but then it's more awkward because when they're home, you got to be aware of where they are or if they come in at a certain time of night. And, you know, in our house, the bedroom was right off the garage where the kids would come in. So there's all sorts of things that created roadblocks to having maybe the same thought about how often we're having sex in a week. Again, you can see how that could be a major issue in a marriage if each of you is not on the same page with what to expect in that area. So I just encourage you, on your own, think about that role of husband, role of wife, your parenting roles, how you do budgeting and sex, and then think about it from even your spouse's point of view. As you've gotten to know maybe their family of origin, you might be able to anticipate some of these things. But the goal is to recognize the first part of a successful venture in the area of expectation is that you recognize that you have them. And it's going to be good for you to take the time to think about them and to really identify, what have I really expected from my husband or my wife? How are we doing in things like parenting, budgeting, or sex? Okay. Because then here's the goal. The goal isn't just to be like, great, I found out that I have expectations. Okay. Now we got to do something with them. Because if you want to have a healthy marriage, it's not just, here's what I need, so do it, right? You got to talk about it. You got to communicate through it. And you have to assume the best of your spouse and not the worst of them, right? Because I think that's what happens with a lot of couples, especially if you've kind of never really been great about communicating your expectations. And so every time your spouse misses something or doesn't do what you think they should do, it's like a little ticker in your heart of like keeping track of, oh, here's another example where you didn't do what I asked you to do, or I thought that a husband would. I told you that the dishwasher was broken and a good husband to me would fix it right away. And you were like, oh, shrugged your shoulders and moved on, right? So to a wife that had an expectation of a husband to be a fixer and that husband doesn't do that, you can see how that could start to build up resentment. Like, it's a purposeful thing. Now, I'm sure there are examples of times where you, these dynamics where you purposefully aren't meeting a need, but I think generally speaking, if you want to have a healthy marriage, then you both have to come to the table saying, I want to understand your expectations and I want to talk about them. And maybe we need to do a little bit of negotiating, or maybe we just need to be honest and say, you know what, I don't know if that's in my capability. I sure would love to try, but I can at least be sensitive to helping to problem solve. If I can't meet the need, how can we figure out a way to find another answer? So like, for example, if an appliance like your dishwasher breaks, if your husband's like, that is just not in my wheelhouse, I don't have the time or the patience, or I mean, I could look at a, you know, instruction manual and I just get lost. It's just not what I'm good at. The husband could still be like, but I'll call around and we'll find someone that could come into the house to fix it. That kind of stuff. Okay. So ground rules. How do you share your expectations with your spouse, not from a heart of like, I assume the worst of your intention, I think that you do this on purpose, but rather we want to come together and learn from each other. Okay. So the first ground rule of when you need to share your expectations with your spouse is to practice gentle honesty. Again, like I said, it's not, well, you messed up again, and why are you so bad at being a husband or a wife, right? It's a gentle honesty of, can I be honest with you? Like, this was a real miss for me. Like, for example, there've been many years where for my birthday, I would love to have had my husband like find the babysitter, make the reservation, and take me out on a nice night, And some years he did okay with that because I would put that expectation out there. But many years I was kind of like, you know, I didn't say anything, or honestly, there probably were some years that it was a test. Like, will he remember that we had this conversation last year about what I would love to do on my birthday? And so I have two choices to make, because, you know, some of those years then it was like he came home with some flowers, like happy birthday. Okay. Nice gesture. Appreciated that. I know that in his heart, he was trying to do something nice, and he doesn't bring me flowers very often. So it certainly was an unexpected surprise, but it wasn't what I pictured. It's not what my expectation was, right? I was hoping he was going to say, hey, got the babysitter, made a reservation, we're going to go have a nice evening. So for me to practice gentle honesty wouldn't be when he came home with the flowers to say, well, thanks, but this isn't what I want. You know, I don't even really like flowers. You know, they die in a couple days. That gentle honesty would be to say, you know, hey, honey, I really appreciate that. And I'll be honest, like, here's what I was really hoping for. I was hoping for the dinner. I feel like I've expressed that to you before. And that's what would really speak the most love to me. There's a way to say that in a gentle way, again, that isn't assuming that he's just trying to be lazy about it. I just think it's not front of mind for him. And so I have to choose to say, here's what I'm expecting. Here's what I would love to have happen. And I'm telling you guys, over the years, that saved us from a lot of unnecessary conflict. Is I'm just better about putting it out there. You know, if that's an expectation I have about, you know, a vacation that we're going to take, or what we're doing on vacation, or, you know, where we're eating out, or, you know, like I said, like a birthday or an anniversary, I'm just trying to be better about being like, hey, you know what? This would be the best. This is what I would love. You know, but I still want to be surprised. But here's some ideas, right? Just kind of gentle honesty. Put your expectations out there. Say it in a way that you're saying, I know that you may not have known this, but here's something that's kind of been in my mind. Here's my expectation. Okay, so you can see how that would be at least a better start to a conversation than if you come to it with criticism saying, you know, I feel like I've said this to you. Why do I have to keep saying this every year, right? Okay, so the second ground rule is really to avoid the judgment, right? That your spouse is not a mind reader. I think that's really important for us to remember. Even if you've been married for 30 years, there are going to be expectations that you have that, even though in many cases your spouse should maybe have remembered that, they're not thinking, their mind isn't working exactly the way yours is. They're not dreaming up like, what's that romantic dinner I was hoping he was going to take me on? He's not a Sorry, I should not make an assumption that it's always the guy, because women can miss this too. Our spouses are not mind readers. I need to come to that conversation avoiding judgment, that they're lazy, that they don't care, that they aren't interested in being a part of the story, right? If we think more about like parenting and budgeting and sex, that our response would not be to say, hey, it's like you don't even care about our kids. I have to do everything around here. Like, you're not coming to that conversation with judgment, assuming that they're just trying to take the easy road. You're coming to the conversation, you're being honest, you're giving them the benefit of the doubt, recognizing that they're not a mind reader, and just saying, hey, here's how it worked in my family growing up. Like, we would sit down and do a budget every 6 months, right? Like, you're spending money, I'm spending money. I don't know where it's going. My expectation is that we're on the same page, right? For a lot of couples, when it comes to the issue of sex, that if one spouse's expectation you feel like is way too regular, like that's just an unrealistic expectation of how many times you would have sex, like in a week or a month, that you would avoid the judgment of being like, what, are you crazy? No way. What you would have to say is, you know what, here's my expectation. You could share yours and just say, okay, how can we start to find a way to meet in the middle? That we're not, you know, looking at one person's expectation and poo-pooing it, you know, and minimizing it and make it seem like it's ridiculous. And then the third ground rule is to be curious listeners and not defensive. I think this is a really big one, that if we're coming with gentle honesty and we're not being judgmental, that it allows the other spouse to be curious and to listen and to be like, you know what, I didn't know that that was something that you wanted or cared about. I'll try to be better about that next time. That we're not defensive, like, well, you know, I'll never be good enough for you kind of a thing. That if you're really having productive conversations, that you're coming to it recognizing you're not going to be perfect. No one's batting 1,000. You would rather it's a better position to say, I want to learn more about you. I want to be curious. When I miss your expectation, I want to hear what it was. You know, we can talk about it. There may be some negotiation. There might be some things that maybe are a little bit unrealistic. I mean, there were times like I had envisioned, like for our 15-year anniversary, like, you know, can't we go somewhere like fancier, somewhere we've never been before? And what my husband was thinking is, well, we've got college and, you know, some other big price tags of things. I don't know that this is our season for that. So there are times where, you know, he might need to say, well, I would love to be able to do that. And I, you know, let's make that a goal in 5 years or something. Let's start saving money towards that. But right now, I don't know if that's realistic with these other price tags and other responsibilities that we have. So there's a way within these ground rules to express yourself with gentle honesty, that you're not being judgmental. You're not assuming your spouse should know what you need when you need it all the time. That's just not a fair expectation. And that you're both curious listeners and that you're not defensive when you miss the mark. You're like, man, I want to do better. I mean, 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, the picture of love here is patient and kind. You're not easily irritated. You don't demand. It's a healthy love where you're looking to, how do I love you without being judgmental and keeping a record of wrong and all of that, right? That Colossians 3:12 talks about how as Christ has forgiven us, that we should forgive, that we should clothe ourselves in forgiveness. Like couples, we gotta remember, like marriage can be hard because it's two different people coming together. So in this conversation of expectations, of course, there's gonna be things like you are a product of an environment that you were raised in. The major influences in your life have shaped your expectations of what it means to be a husband and a wife and a parent and all the things that we've talked about today. So if you want to have a healthy marriage, it can't just be, well, you just need to be everything I need you to be when I need you to be it. It needs to be like, okay, we're on a journey together. We're going to learn how to love each other better. We're going to be gracious. We're going to be patient. We're not going to keep records of wrong. We're going to be forgiving when we mess up. And we're going to pledge to one another that when we have, because here's the thing, guys, you know when the missed expectation happens, because it's usually around a conflict. It's you reacting to something or being angry on the inside and your spouse being like, what's going on? Like, I thought we were having a good day. What's the problem? And that's when then you have to have that internal check to say, is this a mis-expectation? Was I thinking or picturing something that my spouse then isn't doing and I'm reacting to that? So this is where you have to make that pledge to say, let's be honest with each other. Let's put our expectations out there every time we have them. And it might come, unfortunately, after it's been a missed expectation, but you can still learn from that. And again, if you're on this journey, I love how the author says this in the book. He says, you're growing into soulmates. I think that's a beautiful picture. You know, I think culture would say, well, if you're soulmates, then you should just be able to anticipate every need. Your spouse shouldn't even have to say anything. But honestly, is that the experience for any of us? I mean, I know I have changed so much from being married at 24 and who I am now in my 50s. I mean, there's no way I could expect that my husband, there's expectations that have changed for me in my years of growing and maturing and all the things. So why would I think that my husband should just know who I am? I think the better picture is you're growing into soulmates. You're learning new things about each other all the time. How you were in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, and so on. What it's like and how things change and expectations change when you've got kids in the home versus empty nesters versus young parents versus married without kids yet. All the things as you're growing together, you're learning each other and what each of you needs. And as long as you're both kind of in that together and you want to be a curious listener and a curious learner, then really the process of growing into soulmates is a beautiful journey. It can be fun. It doesn't have to be full of conflict because you could be like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm frustrated with you. Why am I frustrated? Okay, here's why. I feel like I had an expectation that it was going to look this way or you were going to do it this way as a husband or a wife and you didn't. And so that's because that's how I saw my mom or dad or whatever happen. Be honest. Enjoy the journey of growing into soulmates and don't let expectations be something that just tears down the relationship or builds distrust because you're holding something over your spouse's head that they didn't even know was something that you needed. Okay. So couples, I challenge you, have a conversation, use the questions that we have in the topic on pursuegod.org and really wrestle with this, especially for those of you that are having a lot of conflict. Where is this conflict stemming from? It might be from missed expectations. So discover them, share them, learn together, and grow in this awesome journey of becoming soulmates.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please consider rating our podcast. It's a simple way to help us reach more people. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.